Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
This is Bonnie Nichols, and I'm bringing you today's Daily Phil, Does Anyone See Me? From as early as I can remember, all I wanted to be was a mom. I played babies all day, every day, and couldn't wait to grow up and have my own. So when the season of littles ran our house, it was the best. I was definitely in my sweet spot. We have three kids, and more often than not, we had multiple of the kids' friends running around with us playing too. I loved having kids run around my house. The more, the merrier. And even when they hit their teens, it was still lots of kids. But instead of running around, now they were hanging out. I'm grateful we still have one more high schooler left in the house to enjoy all the ruckus. But it wasn't always rainbows and sunshine. Every now and then we would have one of those days. You know the ones I'm talking about. The ones that you just want to fast forward to bedtime and try again tomorrow. Nothing would work right. I would be tired and impatient. Kids would be too crazy and not getting along. There was too much to do that day, and we were 15 minutes late everywhere we were going. I do thank God that those days were few and far between, but they definitely did happen. I remember in those days thinking to myself, does anyone see what's happening here? Does anyone see what I'm dealing with, what I'm struggling with, all that I'm juggling? Does anyone see me? How am I supposed to do all this? Exasperated, I'd hide in the bathroom, because that's where all moms hide, and I'd take a few deep breaths, work to hold back a couple tears, and ask Jesus to help. When you feel unseen, unfit, unqualified, and undervalued, there is one who always sees you. God sees you. He sees you struggle in that moment, and He's right there with you, whether you feel it or not. We learned about Hagar in Sunday's sermon. Now there was a mama who felt unseen, unfit, unqualified, and undervalued. And I'm sure if we asked her, she would say she felt a whole lot more on top of all that. In the midst of Hagar's pain, God sent an angel who told her what to do, gave her hope, opened Hagar's eyes, and she realized that she was seen by God. I know there are times when we sit in the middle of a tough day or a really rough season with one of our children, and we wonder how and why God picked us to parent that particular child. Let Hagar be a reminder that God sees you in your child, and He sees the situation. He created you both with each other in mind. You weren't accidentally or mistakenly paired with that child. So He will direct you just like He did Hagar. He will fill you with hope just like He did Hagar. And He will fulfill His good and perfect plan for you and your child just like He did for Hagar and Ishmael. Keep going, keep faithful, and keep believing because God sees. And He sees the much bigger picture. Let that fill you with hope. Thank you for listening. God bless you as you love and serve with great purpose.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.